Just one. This title is used to refer to Nettie, the sentient internet who controls the dystopian society in Gish Jen's novel The Resistors. A character with this title, named Este, praises the noble self-sacrifice of the concubine from the story of the concubine cut into 12 pieces in a novel in which another character with this title hides a manuscript and a copy of Apologia Pro Vita Sua. Becca adopts the name Immortelle when taking this title in a novel in which the Ardua Hall holograph is written by a holder of this title. A novel in which holders of this title are in charge of indoctrination at the Red Center is followed by a sequel partly narrated by a holder of this title.
Ant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that
Mariana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Toss up. Esme Nicole lives in a building of this name where she steals a slip of paper with the word bondmaid on it in the debut novel of Pip Williams. In a novel title for this type of place, characters from the author's previous novels visit an amnesiac man known only as Mr. Blank, who finds himself in a strange room where all the objects are labeled. James Murray built a shed of this name where that he used as the headquarters for his work on the Oxford English Dictionary. A novel by Paul Auster is titled For Travels in This Type of Place. A room of this name is one floor below the library in a tower called the Aedificium, investigated by William of Baskerville in The Name of the Rose, and is where the librarian brings books to monks who wish to read them. Put in points. Name this word for a room in a medieval monastery in which a scribe...
Scriptorium?
Yes.
I was just
there. Toss up. An artist with this surname used a hole punch to alter a Xerox cut out of Lee Harvey Oswald for a piece titled Oswald. That artist with this surname made a bunker out of over 1,000 cans of Budweiser for her 1989 installation. This piece has no title yet. In 2013, that same artist with the surname threatened to shoot Larry Gassian if he went through with a solo show on her, as she hadn't exhibited since 2000. An older artist with the surname painted Bend Sinister, which depicts five off-center chevrons. That same artist with the surname, a co-founder of the Washington Color School, made Target
Nolan.
Yes.
Good.
Nice.
Nice.
Toss up. The speaker of a James Tate poem sees a photo of himself with one of these animals and resolves to hide it from his family because he's never been near one of these animals. A man and one of these animals tell the speaker, "You ruined it. You ruined it forever," after they walk down the street singing in a poem by Mark Strand. In a notoriously indecent passage from a 6th century poem, the speaker jumps onto one of these animals and seduces a woman who is both pregnant and a nursing mother. That passage mentioning this animal is from the earliest of a set of 7 poems collectively known as the Suspended Odes, possibly because they were hung on a sacred building. A description of a
horse. A camel?
Yes.
Figured out why they were hiding where it was from.
Clear.
Note to players, description acceptable. The film Hiroshima Mon Amour is analyzed as a remake of this image in a book by Giuliana Bruno that points out this image's resemblance to the female reproductive tract. In a play, Kathos mocks men who don't know about sprightly verses and polite epistles because of their ignorance of this image. This image, which is often interpreted as a representation of a feminist utopia, includes a depiction of new friendship in the bottom center. This image, which was produced in the 1650s by Madame de Rambouillet and other members of the Précieuses, was incorporated into the novel Clay Lee by Mademoiselle de Scudéry. But upon this image showing locations like the town of Respect, the River of Inclination, and the Lake of Indifference.
The book of the city is Lady's Frontispiece.
No.
Okay. I say map of the city of ladies.
No. This is the Carte de Tendre, or map of the country of Tendre, or map
okay,
tenderness,
yeah,
love. Blah, blah,
I don't
blah.
Know that. Sorry.
Huh. What? I don't know. John Marvin in trouble. Yeah, right. We had one of those happen this week.
Toss. 6. Shots of these objects, which are studied by Professor Parimal Tripathi, accompany the opening credits of the comedy Chupka Chupka. The credits are written on cards which appear in front of these objects against a blue backdrop and Maurice Binder's opening title sequence of Indiscreet. Boccherini's Minuet plays over a dimly lit static shot of these objects in the opening title of The Long Day Closes. Elaine and Saul Bass designed the montage of lace superimposed on these objects for the opening titles of The Age of Innocence. A montage of these objects is soundtracked by an overture composed by Frederick Lowe during the opening titles of a 1964 George Q. Corr musical starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn. Points named these objects seen behind the opening credits of My Fair Lady, in which Eliza Doolittle sells these objects.
Flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Toss it. Inspired by an idea from Thinking Fast and Slow, this playwright spends each night of previews for his plays in a different seat in the audience. In a novel by this author, Riaz proclaims that the American economy has been specially designed to manufacture debt in order to indenture the vast hordes of the lower and middle class, a theme also explored in his play about the 1980s junk bond boom. In a play by this author, the protagonist teaches his terrorist captors how to play financial markets to meet his ransom payments. This author was appointed head of Pan America in 2020. This author's semi-autobiographical 2020 novel opens by describing how his father, a Wisconsin physician, treated Donald Trump for heart palpitations, earning him a stay in Trump Tower. In this author's best-known play, Amir tells Isaac that he felt pride that we were finally winning after...
Ayad Akhtar.
Yes.
Who is
it? Ayad Akhtar.
Yes. Yeah, jeez.
Toss up. Note to players. We want an answer with a common title pattern where you use letter X as a wild card. For instance, you're going to give an answer like the X's daughter. A 2009 History of Montana Homesteading by Sarah Carter was subtitled with this pattern and used the word field. Debbie and Queenie spend some time in a yurt in a season 6 episode of Shameless titled for this pattern. Former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard hosts a podcast with this pattern in his name. A 2020 memoir whose title has this pattern recounts Rita Colwell's investigations into the brackish habitat of bacterium that causes cholera. The original book, titled for this pattern, extensively cites Trevelyan's History of England and discusses the novel Life's Adventure by Mary Carmichael. Includes
A X of one's own.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good
job.
Is it a
pod
of one's
own?
A lab of one's own, a yurt of one's own, a podcast of one's own, a field of one's own.
Podcast.
Toss up 9. The speaker resists the impulse to put these objects into a golden cage and each day give them a birdseed and pieces of pink lemon. These objects are so handsome that they make some other objects seem unacceptable, like two decrepit firemen. These objects, which are as soft as rabbits, make part of the speaker's body seem like two long sharks or two immense blackbirds. In Robert Bly's translation, the speaker notes that beauty is twice beauty and what is good is doubly good when it is a matter of these objects. These objects were knitted by the speaker's friend, Maru Mori. For that point, I think these humble clothing.
Like socks.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
right.
Good job. Toss up. Attempts to disturb one of these objects made the noosphere angry and exacerbated the Syrian civil war, according to Andrei Brevichko, the founder of a church dedicated to one of these objects. Arrowheads were dipped in the water surrounding one of these objects by the Clackamas people, who worship that one of these objects as Tuma Noah's. A description from Acts 19:35 suggests that the image of Artemis originally worshipped at the temple in Ephesus may have been one of these objects. A confederation of Oregon tribes sued the American...
It's like a fallen meteorite.
Yes.
Oh!
I've seen that.
Good job, Daniel.
I should have
Toss up. Along with paint, Gata Amer's erotic Snow White Without the Dwarves is primarily in this medium. This medium subtitles a Razika Parker book that calls it subversive and pairs it with the making of the feminine. Most pages of Louis Bourgeois's Ode à l'Oubli uses this medium to create the letters LBG in the background. The Hmong use this medium to create story panels documenting historic events. The company DMC is best known for products used in this art form. This art form was used to write the names of the guests in Judy Chicago's The Dinner Party. Proficiency in this art form is often demonstrated on samplers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
also, note to players, two answers required. One of these people called the other someone who, while behaving abnormally, keeps shouting that he is normal in a letter that states, I propose that we abandon our personal relations entirely. One of these people used the phrase, the Kreuzlingen gesture, for an incident in which the other one failed to visit him after visiting Ludwig Binswanger nearby, which deeply offended him. One of these people, who had an affair with Sabina Spielrein,
alleged...
Yeah. Freud and Jung.
Yes.
Damn it.
90-20.
Yeah.
Toss, 13. One of these animals appears in an allegory of touch by Franz van de Meijen, depicting a lady in a landscape. Leon Battista Alberti's imitation of Lucian's humorous praise of these animals may have inspired the presence of this animal in a 1446 painting that once included a halo of dubious authenticity. A life-size one of these animals is painted next to a smaller-than-life-size St. Catherine in a painting by Carlo Crivelli, who frequently depicted these animals. A trompe-l'oeil, one of these animals, perches above the artist's signature and portrait of a cartoon.
Like a fly.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
That's
super
cool.
Too damn slow.
Toss up. A director who has worked exclusively in this genre since 2014 often superimposes parentheses on the image in his films in this genre, which include The Empty Screen and Sergei/Sergei. Cindy Wild Harris curated a Black Lives Matter-inspired playlist of works in this genre, along with Kevin B. Lee, a prominent user of this genre. A filmmaker who first gained fame in this genre took his pseudonym from a screenwriter who often worked with Yasujiro Ozu and later made a film in which characters played by Haley Lou Richardson and John Cho discuss architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Mark Rappaport's recent works and Koganda's early works are in this genre. For YouTube, it takes
like a visual essay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Okay, that's what we want. Damn.
Toss up. A takedown of this company in Slate by Cleo Levine attacked its partnerships with companies like LG and Macallan as diluting its brand cachet. This company once partnered with a rapper Nas to create a construct it claims represents the unification of all people. This company began life as the printing offshoot of an ad company founded by the Levine brothers in Carlstadt, New Jersey, and used to make the Hexware plugin. In 2020, this company announced its partnership with Intamina to destigmatize menstruation. Most of the 1,000-plus entries in a $650 book sold by this company are not easily reproduced in the CMYK process. T-Mobile has used a contract.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
what
it's
called. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Toss up. One of these things represents the quest for spiritual perfection in a treatise by John Climacus.
What?
Ladder.
Powerful.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Goddamn.
Toss up. A key passage in this novel is 80% longer than in the original in the 1948 English translation by Gerard Hopkins, the nephew of Gerard Manley Hopkins. Most of the work on Paul de Man's revised translation of this novel was probably actually done by his wife Patricia, who didn't credit. The first English translation of this novel was produced by Karl Marx's daughter Eleanor. Comparison.
Is that
Matt
Bowery?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
J.V. Cunningham argued that this two-word phrase has an abstract meaning related to the doctrine of the three souls and criticized scholars who focused on concrete imagery due to the influence of a T.S. Eliot essay honoring the 300th anniversary of the poet's birth. A description of this two-word phenomenon provides the title of an Ursula K. Le Guin story set on World 4470, which is described as one big green thought. This phenomenon is mentioned immediately after the couplet, and you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. Cunningham invoked a monstrous and expanding cabbage to mock
vegetable growth?
No.
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Fuck.
Literalistic interpretations of this phrase, which is often assumed to reference the speaker's erection.
Vegetable love.
What?
Vegetable love.
Yes. Toss-up. In the 1980s, a retired butler named Robert Taylor unearthed long-lost items originally belonging to either this person or his grandfather stored in High Clare Castle. An exhibition named for this man was staged in exchange for funds to repair an opera house. That exhibition named for this man was organized by Thomas Hoving under threat of a tax audit from Henry Kissinger, and it toured six American cities to upstage a five-city tour of the Soviet Union. Under a fake name, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band appeared on a hit novelty song titled for this person, performed by Steve Martin. Yes.
Oh.
Toss up. This woman's time spent living in Eric Frome's house, where Frome left all his files in plain view during his absence, is discussed in Ruth Franklin's biography of her. A young couple moves into this woman's house in a psychological thriller by Susan Scarf Merrill. Children named Persephone and Heracles live in this author's former house with their parents, Mr. and Mrs. Sweet, in Jamaica Kincaid's novel, See Now Then. This author lived with her husband, the literary critic Stanley Edgar Hyman, in a house in North Bennington, Vermont. In a novel by this author, a house that is described as not sane in the opening paragraph.
Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Also, in a novel titled For These People, the narrator encounters a mean group of hippies called the Jumping Jacks, who are drawn to the City of Dawn by Frau Kobold's article in a UFO newsletter. The OED cites the first usage of the word for these people as an 1849 diary entry by John James Audubon's son traveling to California's goldfields. One of these title characters, named Leo Gelb, has a particular distaste for the Hard Rock Cafe in a 2020 novel by Andrew Alschul that has garnered comparisons to Janine Cummins' American Dirt. These People, titled a 1991 novel by Charles Portis. Jane Fonda earned a Razzie nomination for starring in a film titled For One of These People, where an aged Gregory Peck is killed after burning papers in front of the illiterate General Arroyo. That film was based on a novel titled...
Gringo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, Greasy commits suicide in one of these places at the climax of Gloria Naylor's novel The Men of Brewster Place. A series of four dispatches from one of these places, charting the effects of gentrification, are found in Hanif Abdurraqib's collection, The Crown Ain't Worth Much. The murder of Emmett Till is discussed by people at one of these locations run by Railroad Tommy and Hospital
Barbershop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
good job. Good
job. Pause, 23. First entry in a Francesco Bonomi column called Ask a Person in This Job asks Bonomi how much power people in this job really have and whether boyfriends in this job are the hottest accessory for 2020. A man best known for working in this profession founded the journal NACA, first came to the attention of many Americans through In/Sight and the Short Century, and died of cancer in 2019. It's not a critic, writer, or teacher, but Okwai Unwiser was best known for having this job, making his breakthrough at the 11th edition of
like a curator?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. Good job. Yeah. And last also. Robert Dussault claimed that the French were deliberately excluded from a 1939 conference to standardize this quantity, inspiring Laurent Rosenfield's theory that its standard value is the result of a Nazi conspiracy. In 1989, the Italian government was petitioned to lower the value of this quantity as part of a campaign by Lyndon LaRouche's Siller...
Standard pitch.
Tower.
He's a big, like,
4:30
second guy.
That's great.
180, 60.
All right. Good game.
Brutal.